Bookkeeping section. This is the metadata on the left, the active metadata in the center part of the screen, and then the previews on the right. We have a cognitive learning section as well. Same thing, the metadata on the left, active metadata in the center, and the preview is still visible. And we also have instructor notes section. Same thing, metadata on the left and active in the center. Preview is still visible. So, we're going to start you off with the first scenario. We're going to run you through each scenario.
Okay.
Think aloud as much as possible and let us know what's going on, what you like or what you don't like, or what's confusing. And that will really help us out.
Is there a reason there's a backslash there?
Sorry, that was a programming mistake.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's still a little bit buggy, but
that's all good.
Okay, so scenario one. You are in the process of creating a quiz activity and you want to tag it with some basic metadata. The metadata tagging tool places you in the bookkeeping metadata section by default. So task one, in order to tag the quiz with metadata, you need to first find the metadata form associated with a quiz activity.
Okay. So, the step type, it's possible it would be that, so give that a shot, update that, probably not, is there supposed to be a pull down for quiz?
Okay, if you get stuck, please let us know.
Apparently my reading skills are not quite what they should be. So, quiz. Yeah,
okay.
Right, where's the activity type? Oh, Lord.
There's also, this isn't dynamic, so, I'm just going to help you real quick through it. When you select an activity right now, an activity type.
Go.
Okay. So that was sort of task one. You notice that the default form for adding the bookkeeping metadata to your quiz does not contain all the metadata that you want to enter. Add the desired metadata tag description to complete the quiz form.
Okay, this one at least I can do with that. So all your description's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Click that, click update, and behold, description is there.
Okay. Enter the data description for this quiz and save this metadata.
Okay. Okay, entered something. I don't remember what this quiz is supposed to be, if anything, so save it, and lo and behold, it appears in the preview menu.
Okay.
Anyway. Cool.
Okay, that's the end of scenario one. Do you have any quick observations or comments?
Can we erase the part of the tape where I failed to read anything? Other than that, no, I mean...
Okay.
I don't know why I missed
that. What did you erase? Can you say it again? Erase what?
Erase the part of the quiz, of the tape where I didn't notice the activity type.
Yeah,
sitting right in front of me.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's not your fault.
I'm trying to figure out why I missed it.
Probably because our interface is not...
Well, I was staring right at it.
Uh-huh.
It's in the middle of the screen.
Okay, it happens. It happens to us all the time.
What was the default?
Choose
activity to... I honestly have no idea how I missed that. Okay. Oh, well.
Okay. Well, that was scenario one. Now we're going to take you to scenario two. So, scenario two. You want to attach a note to an author quiz indicating to your TA that the quiz needs to be edited so it is more suitable for international students.
Okay.
So the first task is to find out where in the metadata tagging tool you would be able to tag this kind of information.
A note to fix the quiz, probably in the instructor notes.
Okay.
And there it is.
Okay.
Oh, that was fast.
Well, there's task one. Task two now that you have found the area. Task two is once you have found the area that allows you to add your note, attach the proper metadata tag and corresponding note, such as revise this quiz to the international student friendly, and then save this metadata.
Okay, well, I would click there. It's
mm-hmm.
already clicked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not click the reset text. Okay, so I was like this far away from just instinctively clicking.
Okay.
This.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because it's a nice big button, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
we need
to fix that problem.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll click the save one instead.
Okay.
And there we go.
Alright. Okay. Well, that was scenario two. Do you have any more comments about this section?
No.
Okay.
This part doesn't require any reading skills at all. Or none that I don't have.
Okay. Alright, well, now I will lead you through scenario three.
Okay.
Bear with me, it's kind of a long explanation.
Okay.
To introduce it. So, you have just authored a quiz and want to attach information regarding the areas of software development that is being tested through this activity. Specifically, you want to indicate that the quiz tests students on their ability to determine which section of a particular piece of code needs to be modified within a given problem. So, your first task is to find the section of the metadata tagging tool that will allow you to attach this type of metadata to your quiz.
So, that students need to be able to...
Specifically, indicate that the quiz test students on their ability to determine which section of a particular piece of code needs to be modified.
Okay.
Within a given problem.
So part of that might, certainly I can see a couple places where that might show up. Part of it is topics.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but no. I can make a case of topics. The other part is in modification.
Okay.
So I hit the arrow. Indicate what to modify. Analyze the effect of a given situation. Use different representation to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm. So that you pretty much took care of task one and part of task two, so I'll just read task two. No, it's good. Now that you have found the area for tagging this information, you need to tag the activity with indicate what to modify and attach a corresponding note, then save this metadata.
Ah, okay. Okay, so the box, I'm assuming this is the box. Goes with that. It's not in the right place.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And update. Modification. Indicate what to modify. And what kind of note was it that you should be touching?
Okay, just a corresponding note, so I'll just reiterate.
Okay.
You want to indicate that the quiz test fees on their ability to determine which section of a particular piece of code needs to be modified within a given problem.
Okay. And save. There we go.
Okay. Well, any comments about this section? This one? Confusing or otherwise?
Nah, I just have to get used to the fact that this is hefted update.
Mm-hmm.
It's not shown. There's a straight comma there. Just as a note.
I'm sorry.
There's a straight comma right there.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure why.
Okay, probably because it's a little bit buggy.
Yeah, okay. That seemed believable. I mean, yeah.
Okay. That was it for our scenario.
Okay.
We have a questionnaire we'd like you to fill out. It's sort of circle your rate, sort of the question. And we're gonna have some follow up questions so you can talk about overall, you know, about the interface.
Okay.
And as you fill out, it would help out if you think aloud as well while you're doing the questionnaire too.
Okay. Found the metadata tagging tool intuitive and easy to use. Okay, well, when I read, yes. The only thing, I just have to get used to clicking update, but there's a giant update button there, so sure. Invaluable for both instructors and TAs. Well, yeah. New instructors, new users of UCYs? Well, yeah. This is nice to have.
The preview.
Just the list of all the notes.
Uh-huh.
Just be able to look at it and say, well, this is the goal. I get the impression that some TAs don't entirely know why we're asking why we have some of the activities we have.
Mm-hmm.
Be good if they do.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'll get it from the paper. It comes out. Okay. The metadata tagging tool will be easy and intuitive for new users. I guess I'm done. Do we have any? Are you going to grab someone else from the research group and make them do this for the first time?
We haven't, but we're sort of.
Ah, that's for time.
Well, we're just sort of, I guess, getting the input as to what you think, maybe. For the future of UCY.
I mean, it doesn't work in quite the same way that the rest of UCY's works, but
mm-hmm.
It's obvious enough. Mm-hmm. So I think it's an improvement over UCY's current plan. Oh, yeah. Key features missing. The only thing I think is missing is a browser.
You mean the search tool? You mean a browsing
format? Yeah, so that, I mean, otherwise a TA would have to go through and actually go to this step
mm-hmm.
to look at the preview.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be nice to just be able to call up a preview or some subset of this information,
mm-hmm.
activity by activity or day by day.
Uh-huh.
Because this is a lot to go through to go into editing, and then every step you have to pull this up if you're curious about it.
Uh-huh.
It'd be nice to have some a higher level summary, but.
Uh-huh. So maybe like a pop-up window that just contains the preview, would that help? Where the when you click on the preview, it takes you to edit the metadata.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of something where. You see, I want to see, you know, the cognitive learning goals
mm-hmm.
for, like, this activity or these activities. And you would kind of like the summary for Curriculum Builder.
Yeah.
So something along those lines.
So a subset of metadata attached to each activity as you're browsing through the activity.
Yeah. It'd be nice if we could pull that out.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, what TA should do in theory is go through the go through the material before
mm-hmm.
they come to lab,
mm-hmm.
and that's enough to ask most
mm-hmm.
people to do, I think. And you know, next step would be to have them have access to the a series of cognitive learning goals and
mm-hmm.
topics and other
mm-hmm.
notes and important concepts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't stop me from using it. So, it's entirely usable as is. It's just something that I'd like to use it for. I can't right now.
Uh-huh.
I have to write something else.
I mean, is it because we only have a limited amount of time to make sure this is this interface works well. So
yeah, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Section is a helpful feature. I think a lot of this can be about most of the stuff that I'd be using this for by default
mm-hmm.
could be collected automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think part of our interface or sort of the goal for it
mm-hmm.
was as you go through, like maybe the first time that you offer a quiz, that the next time you come back and say select a quiz activity, then whatever you selected the last time would come up by default.
Yeah.
I think that was sort of like an idea that we had. That way, you wouldn't necessarily have to go back through and do that for a quiz activity, maybe.
Yeah.
We're thinking that similar tag would be coming up.
Yeah. So, I can see, title, author, and activity type automatically showing up. The only thing and date modified, the only thing I could think of that would be used regularly would be either coverage description or learning goals.
Uh-huh.
That we can't pull automatically.
Clint, the reason, if you pull up to quiz under activity type, it actually shows you a set of default.
Title, author,
and
coverage.
That's automatically filled in. I mean, title, author. If you have date modified, you should try date modified. It's filled automatically. So that's automatically filled in.
Okay.
Is that something you're looking for, or something more than that?
No, I was just. But I hadn't. The only thing that I think would be there's only a few things on this page that would be regularly used.
Mm-hmm.
Regularly?
Yeah, like all this, I guess, this can be done automatically, this part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing on here that can't be done automatically is the coverage.
Right.
So
do you want maybe something? I'm thinking about how we can improve this tool.
Well,
or
it seems like, maybe it's just me, but it seems like just because most of the stuff I care about 9 times out of 10
uh-huh.
can be done automatically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I'm not sure why the bookkeeping step is the default first step.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think will be a better first step?
I have no idea at this point. I don't know when I'm authoring something what I'm most interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be good to watch Mike or Jonathan. Or ask them what, because they've been doing a lot more authoring than I have lately. Well, Mike hasn't, but because he can't log in or something. But so coverage.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I think coverage should be done automatically if we from the topics.
Mm.
So what other things are included? Do you have, I guess maybe learning goals and description are the two other things that might be
mm-hmm.
useful.
As of now, in our prototype, we just have quiz, like default quiz.
Yeah, and I think the learning goals we pulled from cognitive learning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess. Okay, so I guess there is no other place for description. So, hold on, why is description not included by default? Okay. Is it an accident that... I mean, I guess it's just a mock-up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have some bugs.
Well, what is the problem?
Well, there's only a description over there. I just want to make sure that there's not another place to have a description. Yeah, this description actually came from... Oh, yeah, this is the description that I added in bookkeeping metadata.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Are
yeah.
you looking for another description?
I want to make sure there wasn't another one.
Yeah, I don't think there is another
okay.
one.
That's the only spot.
So
yeah.
It's,
okay.
not, it's not about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that seems like... That's the one thing that I can't... That I would care about. That you can't automatically fill in either from what's already been done with the step or... What gets done later
uh-huh.
is description. So it seems like that should be one of the things that pops up by default as well.
Because
mm-hmm. that, I mean, yeah. That might be something I think about
mm-hmm.
and want to write down. Just a quick summary of the step. Just
right.
Uh-huh. So this maybe if we just have it show up here, it will, by default, it will be good. Right?
Yeah, just below activity type.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that seems like the most useful... Of the metadata that can't be done by anybody but a human.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So the most useful ones are learning goals, description.
Well, I mean, you know, there's title, author, and coverage.
Uh-huh.
And learning goals, date modified. Those are all good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for UC-wise, the things we're most interested in are those and description.
Okay.
We're less likely to care about the rights or the publisher.
Yeah.
Although
we just pulled that from Dublin Core.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, there. I can see cases where that would happen. I've worked with other websites
uh-huh.
for classes that where we didn't have to manage digital rights.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good to know, you know, who owns the actual permissions for this photograph, how we know we have rights to use them, that kind of stuff. But we need that field. But
mm-hmm.
In CS3 or CS4, it's not going to come up very often. It's good to have. I don't think it's necessarily the first, like the way it is right now, it's the best first thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
All the features need to accomplish my task. Yeah, except for the description that can get automatically, yes. Cognitive learning section, well, Yeah, I have to have that.
Do you think on the bookkeeping section there's any metadata that you think will be useful but that's not on there?
That shows up nowhere else like this. Nothing I can think of right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have the cognitive learning section. That's the whole point of having a setup with metadata so you can guide
mm-hmm.
new instructors.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard without something like this. Is there any way, will there be any way of adding subcategories?
No, not right now, but that can be a feature that can be added on later.
Yeah.
On maybe add it to subcategories.
Yeah, either way.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see for some other, for some other programming class, I can see some other case of one of these things. I don't know, maybe we just have to do this longer before we start realizing, oh, well, you know, there's multiple different kinds of experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
They are fundamentally different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because we haven't really messed with that too much.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it has most of what I need. Probably everything I need for CS3. Personal notes. Instructor notes? Yep. Seems handy. So that one just, okay. Just trying to think of where instructor notes shows up. It's over here at the top. Is it designed to be at the top, or is it just where it happened to be?
The instructor notes?
Yeah.
That's a prototype error.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah. It's just showing up, basically, it's sorted by the entry ID in the database.
Okay.
So because instructor notes is the one that you edited the last, or maybe
okay.
That's why it's showing up on the top. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any order in the preview that you would prefer to show up in?
No, I just like to be a standard.
Mm-hmm.
Or
right.
Well.
Bookkeeping first, and then follow the.
That might be a good idea. That might be a good idea.
Okay. Sure.
Although actually. I'm trying to think. I mean, if you get a fair number of these, it's going to go off the screen pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, whatever's on top is going to be the thing you see the most. So what is most important? Huh. Don't know. I have no idea what I would, if I were coming back to look at this. For the purposes of previewing, I'm reading through the metadata. I don't know what I would want first.
Mm.
I mean, a description would be a good thing to have on there.
Mm-hmm.
As one of the first things. The title. Oh yeah, there's no other place for a title. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what should go first. Maybe just divide it, as it's divided now, at least I'll know where to look. Yeah. On the preview section, yeah, that's handy. Needs to be some way of organizing it, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the things I can see somebody doing. Is going through and, you know, okay, well, in the process of editing the step, this pops up. And lo and behold, I have all these, and I want to see, okay, well, why is the step here?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something I fundamentally disagree with?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the notes, you know, what are the notes about editing it?
Mm-hmm.
So do I need to, either because of the description or the goals or instructor notes, do I need to pay a lot of attention to this?
So, do you want the option of highlighting certain metadata in the preview?
Ooh! Like, I can control which ones get highlighted?
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that something... I mean, I'm just trying to think of solutions.
I can see that. Yeah.
There's the ordering issue, so I'm thinking about what is the best order for this. Because alphabetical doesn't seem to be very good, right?
I mean, I think either this way or if I could, I think yeah,
or
probably this way.
Mm-hmm.
Bookkeeping for it, just you know some regular order,
mm-hmm.
and then if I could highlight certain things I'm interested in.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, when I start my massive revise the entire month's material. I can just click it. These are the things I really care about. I just want to, you know, turn red or something.
Yeah.
That
would
be awesome.
Possible, yeah. We can make it, like, yeah, have a different color background just for that entry. It's possible.
Yeah, because, I mean, one of the...
Or have you flag it, set a flag next to it.
Yeah. I can see the entire category of instructor notes being read pretty much all the time. Something else for instructor notes while I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I think we need something that... So one of the things that you always have to go back and look for is a reference to a date.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything, you know, unique to that semester.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if I could tag those
okay.
in the instructor notes somewhere.
So what would it look like? Can you give us an example?
I think some of the metadata that I sent you was like external reference to date,
that.
External reference to the book, external reference to the website.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think maybe just a refers to a specific date.
Refers to specific date.
Yeah, or something only for this semester.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines. Because that's one of the things that I always miss when I'm editing.
Okay,
right.
So would that be something that you would like to attach along with personal notes or something on this side? Another instruction notes tag that you can... I mean, would it be helpful to know when this note was taken? So maybe we have like a personal notes date added, like a date added for personal notes.
Yeah. That might be handy.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things I always end up having trouble with when I'm doing something for the summer is going through and finding every time we reference a date or every time we say after the weekend
uh-huh.
or after the after spring break.
Uh-huh.
I have to hunt down every single one of those and change it.
Uh-huh.
So that'd be nice. And yeah, if those could be highlighted, that would be just amazing. Navigation bar. Yeah. Seems believable.
Okay, so just to make sure, so you don't want date to be like a separate instructor note category, but it's more something that general that helps you remember which instructor note metadata was passed on which date, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't see it. I can't see it being an option over here.
Okay.
Well, okay, no. Well, there is one that the one that says refers to like only for this semester. That needs to be over in this list. But everything else. Navigation bars seem pretty logical. They did mess up TurboTax this year. Who would have thought?
What?
They did mess up TurboTax interface was different this year.
Yeah, I noticed. Very different.
Yeah. I like this one better. Navigation bar, useful feature, move between various pages. Okay, yeah. Not sure what to say other than that. I like the
so
method.
You find the navigation bar useful?
Yeah. Probably because I already know what it does, but I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's just one of those things you have to play with for a few minutes if you are
mm-hmm.
new to the system.
Yeah.
I like the method in which the metadata tagging tool helped me select and tag my metadata. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not really sure what to say about this one.
Yeah, you do, I mean,
it worked.
Natural, so, I Yeah,
okay, sure.
Yeah, but you're not sure.
It wasn't, like, it didn't wow me, but, you know, I'm not really sure what you'd have to do to make me say, oh, you know, I can't live without this now.
Yeah, that's horrific. I mean, I know, I mean, we have to be realistic about
I mean, okay, I think had you shown me the old way of doing it and then showed me this, like, I can't live without this now. Yeah,
uh-huh.
But, you know, I've seen this before.
Uh-huh.
It's good, it works. I missed the one where you type in, you know, this tag, and it says, okay, did you mean any of these? That was a sweet option, but I imagine
yeah.
that would be really painful to code correctly.
Because yeah. yeah.
then you have metadata about your metadata, and all the other words you might use to refer to that tag.
Yeah.
It kind of gives me a headache thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, overall, I did not find the tool overwhelming or cumbersome to use. Well, there's a lot here. It's broken up pretty well. So one thing I didn't see was the notes for the TA. Okay, but again,
the
that's
notes
not
for the TA is part of the instruction notes.
Okay.
So you can add a TA. You know, this is the note that you can send to the TA.
Right, but there's a whole category of things like, you know, you need to monitor this. Because students type in the wrong answer on the discussion forums and never correct themselves, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
if
you kind of
beyond yeah.
the school, we can, yeah.
Yeah, okay. How hard is it to add additional categories of metadata to this?
You can do it right now, but we can't make a feature for that.
Okay, it's a long-term goal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I don't know, I don't really object to anything in here. Okay. I wouldn't really find it cumbersome to use unless I was, you know, doing a bunch of these, I think. And I have no idea what it would be like, because I've never tried using it with, like, 50 activities in one day.
Mm-hmm.
50 activities, so you might have like 50 activities.
Yeah, if I'm, going through and doing an entire day's activities,
mm-hmm.
50 steps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not 50, but like, you know, 20, 25. Whole week would be 50, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if I'm trying to get a week ahead, I don't know what that would be like. I don't know if it would be more annoying than the authoring part or not. Okay, an authoring doesn't do anything. Okay, good. And I can see this at all times, including while I'm authoring. One thing that would be nice. What is print? That actually like prints out the whole thing.
Print, yeah.
Open the new window or. Expand the current window or something?
It will print out your preview so you can have a copy.
Cool. One thing that might be nice, if I can click on these and go directly to it.
Edit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and either clicking on this would bring up instructor notes, and clicking on description would bring up bookkeeping, or, I mean, probably too much of a pain to have an edit field show up there, but.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if it would take me to the thing in which it belongs.
Yeah, that's possible, yeah.
I don't know whether I need that or not, but it certainly couldn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm browsing through here and I realize, oh, well, I, you know, that needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking right at it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd probably be easier to do that than it would be to come back over here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's significantly less important, I think, than, you know, I don't know, color coding it, for example,
mm-hmm.
with the stuff I'm really interested in. It'd be a nifty feature.
Yeah.
Well,
we can,
it's possible.
Yeah. You know, when you're infinite amount of spare time.
Which none of us have.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just have a few.
I'll
just sort of read them out to you.
Okay.
I have some follow-up questions, some sort of overall questions. for you. What did you find most useful in the metadata tagging tool?
You like the categories or
just what anything that you found like the most useful, whatever it may be.
I mean, beyond the fact that this is like a million times easier to use than the old interface. Other than that, geez, I don't know. I like the preview. I think preview is really handy.
Okay. What did you find difficult or time consuming or confusing about the interface?
Okay. Okay. I think what originally had me confused was that over here the title checked an additional metadata field, and I don't see it over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not until I hit update that it appeared.
Right. Yeah,
that's a
bug.
And then suddenly this thing made more sense as to what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Well, once you mentioned that there was some other way, suddenly, you know, this was obviously one of those things.
Yeah, I think we'll probably need to highlight that too, that so you see it.
Well, I saw it. I recognized. I mean, I saw the whole thing. It's right in the middle of the screen. I did process it. It didn't strike me as the thing I was looking for some reason.
Okay.
I assume there's a disconnect between these and this.
Okay.
Because there's no option. This is not at all mentioned in the additional metadata fields.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that are clicked in the additional metadata field don't show up.
Okay.
Immediately. The title didn't show up.
Okay.
So I had to assume these were two different things.
Right.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
We agree.
Yeah, we'll get it fixed. Sorry about
that
confusion.
That's okay.
Well,
now I know how my students feel.
Like, yeah, this morning I got here like around 7:30 and then practically programming until like 12. And that was only improving a few changes.
Oh.
And with the prototype. And before then, we did an on time.
Fun.
Was there anything else that was confusing or difficult to understand?
Okay, there we go. That was the only thing. This is checked, this need to edit is checked when it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess this is just a limitation of the kind of the dummy, the mock up that you have going.
Right.
Which one?
But well, like when you come here, this is automatic, so topics.
Mm-hmm.
And then to instructor notes. And this is checked automatically. So I would assume that, I mean, is that not supposed to be checked?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Then this makes a whole lot more sense. I thought it was checked because there was already an active need to edit topic going on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That. Yeah.
Gosh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We need to.
Okay. Yeah. Because I was looking at this and I noticed the instructor notes didn't actually have a need to edit next to it. But it was checked here.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, as long as this is the only thing, then this makes like 1,000 times more sense than it did before.
Okay.
Okay, then no more complaints about that. Okay, so how is, in Dublin Core, what is type?
Okay. Sampling core is a general metadata tagging standard for
everything.
Possible artifact or anything. So
okay.
type is very general depending on what you define it to be.
Okay. Okay. I don't think anything else really got me other than that part. Because it was exactly the thing that you asked me to ask. Okay. That's how I filled out that step so fast. It was already done for me.
Yeah, we need to fix that.
Okay.
Okay. Did you find any features that were not useful or essential?
Okay, so there's only one set of notes for the instructor and then a bunch of tags that go along with it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So would a date be associated with each of these? Or... Because that was one of the things that Mike in particular wanted to know when the instructor notes had been added. When each of these things would add, so he could decide, you know, how relevant it still was.
Mm. Okay.
Or, you know, how much he'd been slacking and need to finally get off the button fix it. I'm not entirely sure why he wanted that, but that was one of the things he was very insistent about when we were originally talking about the categories. Was every instructor note needed to have every instructor category thing here needed to have its own date.
Alright.
You know, the cognitive learning topics, not so important.
Yeah.
That's, he really wanted it for instructor notes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Any suggestions to improve our interface?
I can't remember what I've said already, but it's on tape.
Mm-hmm. Any additional maybe that have come?
Nothing off the top of my head, no.
Okay.
I try to, I don't trust my memory, so I try to say stuff as I think of it.
Right.
Which makes the tape, I'm sure, fascinating and very confusing to dig through, but I'm off.
Okay. Do you think that you will use this tool?
If I ever get to use UCY's again, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to have to do this anyway. Once there's a category for, notes to the lab instructor, or notes to the TA or whatever, I'm going to go through and fill all that in with all the notes I've got lying around somewhere else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just so they're officially attached to the individual activities.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to be using this. I'm going to be using it and doing, dozens of activities. At a time. So, if I find it annoying, I will discover it very quickly.
Okay. Any other added comments about this tool?
I don't know. Seems pretty reasonable. The color scheme is not atrocious.
It's not what?
It's not that. I don't hate the color scheme.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Do you like it?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's basically like two categories. There's I really hate these collection of colors together, and I don't care. And this is pretty firmly in the I don't care camp.
We're in the I don't care.
Yeah,
that is okay.
That's good.
I guess it's kind of pretty, but I have a weird sense about something, so who knows.
Okay.
But yeah, it's pretty much definitely in the it doesn't bother me at all camp.
Okay,
good.
Great.
Okay. Well, that's it. for today. That's what we have for you.
Okay.
We really appreciate the time.
Yeah.